Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP on a Game Show Wednesday coming up at 8:45. Your chance to win Metallica tickets. Also on the show, we've got John Fanta joining us in 20 minutes. College hoops insider for Fox Sports, but he's a huge Cleveland Browns fan, diehard. So we'll get his take on the Browns.
He's not
take
happy. On, I'll give you a spoiler alert preview.
They take on the Commanders on Sunday as the Commanders go for their fourth in a row. But right now, 7 o'clock, time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, boys. I'm just trying to look at some of the rankings here. Obviously, everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury. I thought it was funny. I saw that Peter Schrager, he's the guy that was like leaking the Brandon Ayuk stuff.
Okay.
Right? Remember before the season?
Yeah.
He was like, why are the Commanders not making a play for him? And it turns out that Peter Schrager is like best friends with Cliff Kingsbury. Remember that kind of came out?
Yeah, so some sort of connection.
Yeah. There's a big connection there. Well, apparently Peter Schrager this week, who I guess he works for the NFL Network or whatever, he's an NFL journalist. He named Cliff Kingsbury as his coach of the week.
That's his boy.
That's very surprising news.
His buddy got coach of the week this week.
Hey, he deserves it.
I'm not going to argue with him, but it's kind of interesting that his offensive coordinator there gets coach of the week. But Cakes, I mean, you look at where they're ranking statistically.
Oh, I know where they rank. You look at the list and you look right up towards the top.
Yeah,
that's where they rank.
In total yardage, they're sixth. Which is impressive.
Yeah.
But in rushing, they're third.
Yep.
In rushing yards per game, they're averaging 169.3. In points, they're third. Only the New Orleans Saints and the Buffalo Bills ahead of them. And the Bills are only ahead of them by 0.2 of a point.
Love that.
They're ahead of Minnesota. They're ahead of Valdez's Ravens, the Lions, the Packers, Niners, everybody else below them.
Yes. It's a good thing.
It's pretty incredible with a rookie quarterback.
If the number that you're scoring starts in the threes, you're going to win a lot of games in the NFL. Now, is that sustainable throughout the whole season? Probably not. There are going to be peaks and valleys, but I mean, I wouldn't expect this offense to dip much below scoring 24 or 25 points per game when the season's done.
What were you going to say, Jason?
You want to know what the total of the game is this weekend?
The Browns-Commanders game? Yep. I'll guess it.
It'll be lower because
43.5 is my guess.
Oh, you nailed it. Nice job.
Thank you. I'm attuned to overs and unders, in case you didn't know. It's kind of my thing.
So I'm guessing the team
overs.
I don't know the team totals. I don't know if those are out yet. They could be, but I'm guessing it's going to be about 23 for Washington for team total.
Could be a big day for Brian Robinson, who's already had 2 100-yard games. So in their last game, the Browns allowed 152 yards rushing to the Raiders. The Raiders came into the game averaging just 51 yards per game on the ground. They were the worst rushing offense in the NFL.
So they must
and they saw the Browns defense, and they gouged them for 5.2 yards per carry.
They must be good against the pass, though.
Here are your top implied team totals for Week 5. Niners at 28.5, Ravens 26.5, Jags coming in at 24.5, same with the Packers, and then you have four or five teams tied
at 23.25.
Bears, Bengals, Bills, Commanders, and Texans. So they're expecting the Commanders to come in right around 23-ish points.
Now they will have their hands full. Defensively, I mean, Myles Garrett, even though Valdez says he's on one leg, and I don't doubt it, I think last week he had 2 sacks, and I thought I heard 7 pressures. Though he's banged up, and he's getting up there in years, he still
gets it done.
He's still dominant. So,
yeah.
I know Cakes keeps saying ancient history, but just last season, I believe their defense was ranked number one in the NFL. I'm going to double check that. But
yeah, what's it ranked now?
Well, I just gave you some negative stats on them. I'd have to see. the team stats as to where they're ranked in 2024.
Total yardage, I'll give you that. Total yardage. Tennessee is, by the way, ranked number one in the league. Total yardage. Cleveland looks like they're top 10-ish. They allow about 300 yards per game.
Yeah, they're right at 299 per game.
Now, just to put it in perspective.
Last year, though, number one. I mean, it's a talented defense.
Just to put it in perspective, though, the Commanders and Jaden, they're putting up some, like, historical numbers defensively. Bill Barnwell pointed out that in terms of points scored per drive through the first 4 weeks of the season, the Commanders are second since the year 2000 behind only the 2020 Green Bay Packers in scoring an average of 3.56 per drive. They're better than the 21 Chiefs, the 2007 Patriots, the 2015 Patriots, the 2018 Chiefs, the 2000 Rams. Was that the greatest show on turf that year?
So you're talking offensively, because you started to say defensively.
No, offensively. If I said defense, I didn't mean to. And then in terms of EPA, now what is that?
Expected points added, I believe.
Expected points added per play. Washington is second in the NFL since 1999. Again, the 2007 Patriots, the only ones ahead of them.
Right.
So they are doing some historic things offensively. People are paying attention. All the talking heads are talking about it, including, I believe you have some audio of our former head coach. Do you have that? Ron Rivera talking about Jaden Daniels.
Well, you know, really, the teams have done a great job in designing things around them.
Okay.
If you watch the things that they do, and one of the things that has really been really impressive has been what the Commanders have done with Jaden, and you've pointed a lot of those things out, but a couple things that are up there. Time to throw. Mm. He gets the ball out of his hands quicker than anybody else in the league. 2.52 seconds, the league average 2.77.
Wow.
That means a lot of those things are designed for him to make a quick decision, get the ball out, and he's been very successful because you pointed out his percentage completion. I mean, that's crazy.
Those numbers are insane.
What was it again? Say it again.
2.52 seconds.
And the rest of the league is 2.7, and he's a rookie. He's getting it
out
2/10 of
a
second.
Absolutely, making great decisions. The next thing that they've done also is play action pass. Again, you look at what his play action pass completion rate is, and it is, again, through the roof, because the big thing that's happened is it's 29.8. Okay, that is very good. Again, you're asking a quarterback in college who really didn't turn his back to the offense to now have to not only turn his back, but turn around, focus, find your receiver, and get the ball out. He's done such a great job with that. So again, his numbers are exactly what they are because the team, the coaching staff, Cliff Kingsbury and the offensive coaches have put together plans that allow him to make quick decisions, get the ball out of his hands, and allow his players to make plays for him.
29.8.
Just over Ron. I mean,
29.8.
I can't take him seriously.
That doesn't make sense.
I can't take Ron Rivera seriously.
I personally can't either, but hey, he was saying something about Jaden. I wanted to hear it.
29.8 kicks.
He's just talking in circles, that guy. Hey, but just remember, get his address to send him a Super Bowl ring.
I did hear Grant.
The team he had nothing to do with.
Right. I did hear Grant mention something about Cliff Kingsbury's offense that was interesting, or it was really about the history of Cliff Kingsbury with quarterbacks. And so when we see these graphs or tables that show Jaden Daniels with the best completion percentage through four games, he's either number one or number two. I think he's number one with Tom Brady on it. That Kyler Murray actually shows up on it too.
Mm-hmm.
That I guess Cliff really focuses on those shorter, quick passes, which are going to have the higher completion rate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm guessing Kyler wish he had Cliff Kingsbury on his sideline this past weekend because he looked confused and befuddled throughout the game.
He didn't look right.
He was a bit of a mess.
Right? Mr. Bickle, he didn't look right.
After that
first drive.
Trey McBride missed, so that's a nice underneath target for him that was not in the game. So we'll have to see if he's healthy for this weekend. But yeah, he looked out of sorts in that game.
All right, we've talked about the power rankings, and usually by Wednesday, people have started to compile all the rankings. And here we are with the Commanders, who remember, after week one, and that loss to the Bucks, they were like 28, 29, 30. Mm-hmm. Some of them started with a 3
sure.
in their power rankings. ESPN currently has them 10th Last week, they were 19th cakes. And John Keim has a little blurb here. He says the good news for the Commanders is that, you know, they do struggle against the run. Mm-hmm. And that's a huge, huge. If they had a good run defense, let's just say middle of the pack.
Yeah.
I mean, we could get really crazy.
Sure.
But they don't. But the good news is, in their next 6 weeks, John points out, they only play two teams, Baltimore and Pittsburgh, ranked in the top 10 in rushing.
Right.
So Derrick Henry's going to have 500 yards. We know that.
He's going to have a lot.
He's going to have a day. Lamar will have 200. That one's going to be ugly. I don't know what's going to happen to Pittsburgh, but the other teams, they're not so special on the ground. So it's not shouldn't, in theory, hurt them.
Right, the Browns aren't great at running the ball. You're not going to face Nick Chubb. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're going to face Jerome Ford, and Watson will run the ball a little bit. But you're not terrified of their rushing attack.
Right.
Even though Ford is averaging over 5 yards per carry. He just hasn't carried the ball a lot.
But in this game, he could go for a buck 10.
He certainly could.
Well, anybody can.
It's possible.
Anybody can. Anybody with a heartbeat could go for over 100 against us. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Have they 100% ruled out Chubb? For Sunday?
I mean, I think he's supposed to start practicing today. Yeah. I mean,
we'll have to see what happens.
Usually when guys come off if he comes back.
Get their first day of practice.
Like, it's not going to go full throttle.
That week.
Yeah, I mean, they...
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, once he's activated to practice, then they have 21 days to, I guess, add him as an active player.
Right.
I don't think he's going to see the field this weekend. I'd be shocked by that.
Yeah.
If Stefanski trotted him out this week.
We'll find out probably Friday.
Especially considering the severity of his injury.
Yeah.
So ESPN had him ranked 10th. The 33rd team had him ranked 11th. Last week they had him at 16. Yahoo Sports, they're not so impressed yet. They have him at 16, only one up from 17. So, man, if you think they're 16th, you got four or five teams, mediocre teams ahead of them. You got to.
Yeah, I'm surprised by that number.
When we were talking about this, some of these rankings are going to put teams that have inferior records that just you expect them to be better, like a San Francisco 49ers who are 2-2.
Well, I think most people would have the Niners ahead of them. I would have
Eagles,
no problem with that.
Eagles 2-2. Some people are going to still have the Eagles ahead of them.
USA Today has them 9. Last week they had them 18, so that's a pretty good jump. Florio has him up to 9. Last week he had him at 15, and he compares him to the 23 Texans, says they may be even better. Bleacher Report has him 14. They're not so impressed yet. Sporting News has him at 11. Yes, Sporting News still exists online.
It's still around.
Pro Football Network has him at 10. That's a big jump from 21. Mm. And last but not least, it's still around online anyway. Sports Illustrated has him at number 5.
Number five. What a glow up.
So anywhere from 5 to like 14-ish.
Yeah,
that's what it seems like.
That's better than being like between 26 and 30,
right,
which they were just a few weeks ago.
A huge glow up.
You'd rather be there than when Jacksonville is right now.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next, John Fanta, College Hoops insider for Fox Sports, but a diehard Browns fan. We'll get the Cleveland perspective next here on the Junkies.